USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A civilian contractor was killed and five others were wounded in a rocket attack Monday at a U.S.-led military base in Kurdish, northern Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said in a statement Monday night, "We are outraged by today's rocket attack in the Iraqi Kurdistan region," end quote. The central government in Baghdad said it was forming a committee with the Kurdistan regional government to investigate the attack. The entire state of Texas is experiencing an unprecedented power shortage due to a severe winter storm that has taken over. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas declared the state of Texas at its highest emergency level because of low power supply and high demand. In Houston, there is no estimate when the power will come back on. Officials said it could be out for a couple of days. A 90-year-old Seattle woman, Fran Goldman, woke up to the snow on the day of her COVID-19 vaccination appointment. Too much snow to drive, she says, so she walked 6 miles through the snow to make it. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Viruses mutate. It's what they do. And the COVID-19 variant is no different. USA Radio News' Dan Araki looks into it.
Researchers have found a new batch of coronavirus variants in the United States that appear to have the same genetic mutation. The variants share a mutation to the gene that affects how the virus enters the human body. The study's authors say they're not yet sure if it makes the virus more contagious, but they fear that may be the case. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is the director of the cardiac cath lab at George Washington University Hospital, and he tells CNN that the recent discovery shows that the U.S. needs to put more effort into tracking possible variants.
Viruses mutate. This virus has been mutating from the beginning. There are dozens of variants that have been identified, maybe more, over the last year. But what this does show is that we really need to rebuild our genomic surveillance program and identify in real time when these variants emerge.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Why is the National Guard still posted in Washington, D.C.? The occupation by protesters last month brought no guns. The New York Times report of a Capitol Police officer being killed by protesters is now said to be misinformation, as the newspaper has retracted the actual cause of death to Officer Sicknick. So, why is the National Guard still posted in Washington, D.C.? USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
About 6,000 National Guard troops remain in Washington, D.C., protecting the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. But how much longer will those troops and fencing be surrounding Capitol Hill? Some lawmakers want an answer to that question from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Congressman Devin Nunes says he's seen no information showing that it's necessary for the troops to remain in the Capitol. The California Republican tells Fox News that it's time to send the National Guard home.
It's nice to see the military out there. They're great guys and women. I mean, thank God that they're there. But the truth is, they don't need to be at the U.S. Capitol. The fact of the matter is, the Guard could have been called in. Fences should have been put up before January 6th. We had the intelligence in order to do that. So the FBI knew, the FBI related that to the Capitol Police. But now moving forward, what I can tell you is I haven't seen any credible information whatsoever that would lead that we would need all the fencing and all the guardsmen that are still there. They need to go home.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Under federal law, the president is the commander-in-chief of the D.C. National Guard. The president authorizes the Secretary of Defense to supervise and control the D.C. Guard while it's in its militia status. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.